Annie Oathen.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
It's a weekly chore that divides opinion. The big food shop, some love it, others hate it. And if you're in the latter camp, rejoice, because three former students from the University of Warwick have found a way of sorting your shopping without heading to the supermarket. It's an online system that enables users to order a range of products from local food retailers, which are then delivered by bike to customers, often on the same day. The catch? Well, it's only available to staff and student at University of Warwick for now. Let's meet those behind it. Introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Christian. I'm one of the co-founders of Convibo, and I'm from Germany originally.
Okay.
And I'm Takis. I'm again one of the co-founders, and I'm from Greece.
And I'm Gregor. I'm from Austria, and thanks for having us.
That's a pleasure. So can you first of all explain what this idea is that you've got and what
the business is? So with Convibo, customers can shop their daily groceries, choosing from options from big grocers and also local stores, and they get them the same day. But instead of waiting in for the delivery, as current grocery schemes do, you just pick the nearest refrigerated Convibo locker and you pick up your order whenever you want during the day.
Right. So say, for example, I want a bit of food from one supermarket, but I don't quite like the bread they do there, and I want the bread from another supermarket.
Yeah.
And then actually I know that another supermarket does much better beef than the other supermarkets. Will you do all of those?
Definitely. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what we are doing. And additionally, you won't have any delivery fees and you don't have any minimum order requirements.
Right.
And it's not quite often. It's always the same day. It's not often the same
day. Oh, it's always the same day. Okay.
Yeah. You can get it within a few hours.
You then go and do the shopping, presumably.
Exactly.
So you know your supermarkets very well. You do the shopping.
And the local stores. And,
and what are the lockers that you put the food into then?
We build them ourselves. So they are refrigerated lockers with chilled and frozen units and ambient units because we have three different compartments to store the food. So we just store them there. You get a PIN code, you open the locker and you pick up the order.
Bingo. And there's all your food. Yeah, that's fantastic. Have you received many orders? I mean, is it working as a business?
Oh, yeah. Basically, we did our testing from June last year onward for 3 months and it really went well. So we figured out that actually we built this system for ourselves because for us, current online grocery schemes weren't really what we are looking for.
What's the problem then? I mean, what makes you so different from, say, going to an online supermarket and just registering online?
Well, we deliver on the same day, which is something that none of the current schemes offer. And we also allow you to shop from multiple stores. So usually the stores all have a minimum order quantity. And if you don't reach that, you have to pay extra.
Yeah.
And with us, you don't have that. So you can order from multiple stores as little or as much as you like.
And you can imagine when we're students or you're a single household, it's sometimes hard to reach the minimum order requirements of 20, 30, even 50 pounds in some grocers.
Yes.
And this is the problem that we had. You know, we have to stick to the minimum order requirements. We had to be home at a certain time, window to receive the order. And when you have a busy lifestyle, that's quite often really difficult to do. Plus, we didn't have it the same day. So we had to plan.
So what you've done is you've taken all the elements of home shopping, you shop, we drop syndrome, but you've used all the bad side of it to turn it into a good business.
Exactly.
So all the things that they don't provide, you provide. What about these Convibo, what do you call them?
Lockers.
Lockers. Yeah. Where are they positioned around campus then?
Yes, yes. We have a contract with the university. They are really helping us in many ways. And now we are going to place three lockers, one in the library, one in the university house, and one close to the accommodation. So really key locations that everyone can have access to.
But at the moment, it's just for people who are on the university campus.
Exactly, yeah.
All these lazy students and staff who think, oh, I can't be faffed to do it. Let's get someone else to do it.
Yeah, but that should not be the end of it. So we're definitely planning on extending everything, but we want to really refine our processes, get to a level where we are really, where we have our processes really good in place, and then we want to expand it.
I have no doubt that you will. I mean, I'm just wondering whether in years to come, you know, we'll be saying Convibo is the way to shop. Yeah. I'm not quite sure. What's your background then? Because you're all former students of Warwick University. Have you got a business background?
Yes.
So basically, I have an engineering background, but in Warwick, we all studied the same degree. So we studied innovation and entrepreneurship at the Warwick Manufacturing Group.
Oh, okay.
That was basically where we all met.
And you all bring different talents to
I have a sales and business development background.
I knew you would.
And I have a background in robotics.
In robotics?
Yeah, but we all did the same MSc degree, and this is where we met, actually.
All right. Yeah. What do your family think of this? Because presumably when you went off to university to do all these high-powered degrees, they probably didn't imagine that you'd end up doing some shopping on bicycles.
Yeah, not like this. I think they're really proud of us.
Fantastic.
You're doing shopping with bicycles.
Do you now? I mean, is it? This is really serious. You're not messing around with this. This is a business that you're hoping is going to develop and will.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. It's an incorporated business.
Is it all patented now, so that no one can nick your idea?
Well, we don't have patents running, but we have. We try to keep everything confidential for now.
Yeah.
That really
patented.
Is appropriate.
Someone will come along, called Tesco's or something, and they'll try and nick your idea.
That's interesting for many products or services, but online grocery delivery, it's a really complex task. Even if we tell someone what we're doing, it's not so easy to copy. It's not that we see a product, we break it and we make it ourselves.
Yeah.
It's a process of picking, packing and delivering, which makes all grocery schemes very, very difficult.
Why,
very expensive.
Why do I think with robotics input that might be a point where there's a robot going off to do all of this for us?
That's a really good point, actually.
And delivering it. And are they normal fridges that you put these all the shopping in?
At the moment, yes, but you had a point there. Our ultimate locker that we are designing right now, it's fully automated with pick and place robotics inside that you
Amazing.
There's no interaction whatsoever.
I think this is really exciting. Have you had much business?
It went for our small scale. We really have very promising numbers.
Are you making a living out of it?
Not quite at the moment.
Not yet.
We are working part-time at the university.
Yeah.
But we had very, very good customer feedback. So all the customers that shopped from us loved the service. And we had about 70% returning customer rate.
Very good. You're doing this very professionally, quite rightly so. But at some point, you hope to go national with this.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
The idea that I can phone up. And you won't be doing it on bicycles, presumably, at that point.
Exactly,
yeah. You'll be doing it with vans, with Convibo on the side.
Annie Oathen. BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.